Extremely simplified grammar, Tata Bahasa Yang Sangat Disederhanakan. Word order in Indonesian.
Subject plus verb plus object plus adverb, SPOK.
I bought new shoes yesterday.
Saya membeli sepatu baru kemarin.
Passive form of nouns.
To create passive forms from nouns, we add ber at the beginning of a particular noun.
Eggs, to lay eggs.
Telur, bertelur.
Passive form of verbs.
To create passive forms from verb, we add the at the beginning of a particular verb.
He was beaten.
Dia dipukul.
Prepositions, objects.
With objects, we use the.
My car is in, on, at the garage.
Mobil saya ada di garasi.
Prepositions, time and possession.
With time and possession, we use pada.
The meeting will start at 6 a.m.
Rapat akan mulai pada pukul 6 pagi.
Word formation, nouns.
We add ber at the beginning of the noun to create a new word. It can be a verb or an adjective.
The dog is walking to the kennel.
Anjingnya berjalan ke kandang itu.
Plural nouns, 1.
We double the noun in question.
Flower, flowers.
Bunga, bunga, bunga.
Plural nouns, 2.
We add numerals before the noun in question.
Book, books.
Buku, dua, dua, buku.
Past tenses, verbs sudah and telah.
We use word sudah or telah to express indefinite past, distant or recent. We don't know when the action took place.
I had breakfast.
Saya sudah sarapan pagi.
Past tenses, verb dulu.
We use word dulu to express indefinite distant past. We note that the action ended some time ago.
I was a teacher.
Saya dulu seorang guru.
Past tenses, verb tadi.
We use word tadi to express indefinite recent past. We note that the action took place recently.
Ridwan came looking for you.
Ridwan tadi datang mencarimu.
Past tenses, verbs baru saja and barusan.
We use word baru saja or barusan to express a very recent past, equivalent to English just now.
An earthquake has just occurred in Jakarta.
Di Jakarta baru saja terjadi gempa bumi.
Future tenses, verbs akan and bakal.
We use word akan or bakal to express indefinite future. We don't know when the action will take place.
I will go to Bali.
Saya akan pergi ke Bali besok.
Future tenses, verb kelak.
We use word kelak to describe a distant future. We know we have to wait for the action to take place.
You will become a successful person.
Kau kelak akan menjadi orang sukses.
Future tenses, verb nanti.
We use word nanti to describe near future. We know the action will take place soon.
I'll do the cleaning later.
Saya akan bersih-bersih nanti.